You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flats are down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Offside. Defense over third.
The Bears go back in front.
Decline. Result of the play. Touchdown.
That was courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. It's been an ongoing discussion all week, and for good reason. How to get DJ Moore more involved in the passing game? And various phrases have been used, whether it's underperforming, and I don't think DJ Moore can target himself, to just trying to figure out how to get this passing game more consistent. That includes more targets for DJ Moore, who was only targeted three times last week and had one catch for -4 yards because, unfortunately, it got blown up on a screen. He also had an unfortunate situation on an attempted reverse. This is a guy who's being paid like he's supposed to be the Bears' number one receiver. I don't think people have a problem with Roma Dunze being the current number one, given that he was drafted 9th overall. We knew that it was, you know, kind of that idea going in when it was Caleb Williams and Rome in the top 10 that way. But this is still supposed to be a major focal point of the offense. And Mark, we even talked to you about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I forget if it was on with us or if it was in your Bears Hit with Spiegel and Holmes, about how sometimes the combinations just don't combine of quarterback and receiver. I really hope we're not saying that with somebody who the Bears have committed to long-term with his most recent extension. Not just for money reasons, but because when he's on, he's a good receiver. He turns out yards like nobody's business on a myriad of different offenses.
Something that the, that the previous coaching staff figured out late last season with DJ Moore is, and I think they talked a big game about doing it, and that is the short passes to DJ Moore. Get DJ Moore in space, get him the ball, and let him work. It is what he has always been best at in his career, even going back to his Carolina days. That's why even last year they did set the template of handing the ball off to him, letting him get a couple of rushes. And I know we saw Ben Johnson, he has done that sporadically this year, but one thing that they're not doing as much with DJ Moore, even in this offense, is just that, giving him those short passes in space and letting him work. We're not seeing as much of that, and you could say, okay, well, it's a good thing because they're looking downfield for him, letting him exploit those talents too, which are pretty good as well with DJ Moore. But I do wonder too if, yes, it's pretty easy to think that there's a chemistry issue between on field between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but are the Bears, Ben Johnson, Are they using him correctly? Should he be the number one target more often, considering what DJ can do when he gets the ball in his hands in the right spots on the field? So, dare I say, this might be a coaching issue, a play calling issue when it comes to DJ Moore, as well as a chemistry issue with Caleb Williams.
Let me push back on that just a little bit, because from what you've seen this season, and I understand what you're saying about DJ Moore and maybe not getting as many opportunities as he should, and there's two things here that stand out to me. The development of both Colston Loveland, but more specifically, Luther Burden as a rookies, and how far they've come this season, right? And then DJ Moore, in terms of when he does catch the ball, how often is he being given a runner's ball, period?
Not often.
And so if you're not giving him a runner's ball, because even think about how Luther Burden catches the football. He's standing still more often than not when he brings in the ball, and then he goes to work.
Violent intentions, too.
Violent intentions.
He just uses his body. Like, Luther will possess, shoulder adjust, go.
He's got that locomotive thing. Like, Burden just wants to...
He does a better job of that, and this is just skill set. He does a better job of that specific thing than DJ Moore does. But if you do give DJ the Moore ball with just a little bit of momentum, where he's already going somewhere, that is where he can do the things that we saw him do with Justin Fields and spots with Caleb Williams last year. That, to me, has gone away. Plus, there's less ball to spread around.
The Burden thing's a great point, Marshall. And it could be as easy and as almost as blatant as that they want to develop this man who they drafted in the second round. And Burden last week against the Packers, really good. Like it sucked what happened. Yeah, four catches for 67 yards. Wait,
but more importantly than the 67 yards, four catches? How many of those four catches were for first downs?
He had a 27-yard play. He had an 18-yard play. He had the catch on the third and three, a little flip. He had the third and eight quick hitter at the line of scrimmage.
100% of his catches ended up in first downs.
Yeah.
And so when you're doing that, I'm sorry, but you got to roll with that.
It's a good point, Marshall.
Well, and Ben Johnson has talked about that, guys. Ben Johnson has said, you know, it's depending on the game flow. It's depending on what they're being given by the defense, what they're comfortable with running that day. We understand that. There are going to be days in a Ben Johnson offense where you have the Colston Loveland game, where you have the Luther Burden game, the Roma Dunze game. But we haven't had the DJ Moore game yet. And it's true. You know, we've talked about the targets per game as well. Those are down from the last two seasons where he averaged eight targets per game, and now he's down averaging five.
It's so weird.
What is also frustrating is I feel like when we see him, we kind of know what's coming. Is it going to be used out of the backfield on a reverse? Is it going to be a screen pass? And you're right, Marshall. The art of throwing a screen pass is you have to have daylight in front of you. And in Ben Johnson's offense, which I greatly respect, you have downfield blocking. But if they're blowing stuff up because the way they use DJ is so predictable now, and I do think that part of that falls on Ben Johnson, personnel cannot dictate scheme. And I think that that's something that has to be adjusted for and game plan for, because this is somebody who's a proven talent in this league. And you're paying him to be one as well.
What's crazy is DJ Moore, as of now, has 39 catches on 66 targets. Those 66 targets are projected now to be the least amount of targets he's had since his rookie season. Back in 2018. I want to read you off just as a Bear, the last two seasons.
Bear.
140 targets last year, and then 136 targets the year before that. He hasn't even gotten halfway there, and we've got four games left on a 17-game season.
I'll even add to that, Marshall. I'm looking at something here on Football Reference, and this year, the most targets that DJ Moore has had in the game this year, seven. He has had seven twice. He does not, to Layla's point, where there hasn't been the big DJ Moore game, does not have a 100-yard game. He had a 73-yard game at Baltimore, a 72-yard game at Cincinnati, but too many games where, I mean, heck, even the Philadelphia game where they won and we were so excited about it, and I know they ran the hell out of the ball, but he had in that game two catches for 17 yards.
No, his best game was against Pittsburgh, and it's not close just because he had five catches on the seven targets, tying for season high targets, and that's the most catches he's had in a game, and he had the two touchdowns.
Right, that part.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. But it's just not, but that's not even what he's known for either. What he's known for is getting the ball somewhere in the location of a flat and running.
Yeah.
And he's the best at that. And he's effective in the slot too. That's been proven with the Bears, but we know Luther Burden has primarily been dude in slot for good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I don't want to mess that up either.
But DJ Moore is a better player than Luther Burden right now. Anybody disagree with that?
I think he's a more experienced player. I think when you look at DJ Moore and understand that in each of the last two seasons, he caught 70% or more of his targets compared to this year. He's only catching 59.1% of his targets. And you have to start asking, how much of that is the inaccuracy of Caleb Williams? How much of that is DJ Moore? There's a lot of different things. Is it schemed well? Like, there's a lot of different things you can lean on.
We know he's overthrown DJ. That happened in the last game, Caleb Williams. We know DJ has had some uncharacteristic drops. We also know that DJ fell down because that birthed the famous quote, "They're my feet."
He takes another high-pitched one. They're my feet.
When men jump an octave, that's how I know they're serious. That's when it's fun. But I say all of that to say, I think it's a little bit of everything. But I think if you put DJ Moore in another team, you know what he's going to do. Like, we talk about water finding its level and playing to the back of your baseball card all the time. I feel that way about DJ Moore on another team. He'd find his level and play to the back of his football card, which is vast.
And he was really good with Justin Fields. You know, I can't remember if I talked about it here on Take the North, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself. But when Justin Fields was the quarterback, and it was pretty clear that he was not going to be the quarterback the next year, and it was pretty clear that the Bears were going to have a shot at Caleb Williams. I remember distinctly talking to DJ Moore about, first of all, he was always heavily supportive of Justin Fields because he was putting up great numbers with Justin Fields. When we brought up the idea of, oh, it could be Caleb Williams, DJ's mature response was, in paraphrasing, yeah, that's great, but now we got to do this all over again. This guy's got to come in, he's got to learn, he's got to go through everything, we have to develop this guy. And I'll be damned if he wasn't right about that when it comes to Caleb Williams. All the stuff that DJ Moore told us, because a lot of us just thought it was going to be lights, camera, action with Caleb Williams. Let's be honest.
Pretty sure his general manager did.
I did too. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be lights, camera, action from the beginning. I did think it would be things would be ahead of where they are right now with Caleb Williams. I will admit that. But there was DJ Moore telling some of us in the locker room last year on the record that, hey, man, whoever comes in here, it's going to be a whole damn process, no matter who it is. And he was right.
Well, and DJ was also coming off of his career highs that season in receiving yards and touchdowns.
With Justin Fields, you're saying, that last year of Justin Fields.
His 2023 season, He had 1,364 yards receiving.
See?
And 8 touchdowns. He had had 3 other 1,000-plus yard receiving seasons. Those were with Carolina. 2024, he had 966 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns. It's still respectable. But this, with Ben Johnson's offense, something isn't adding up right.
Yeah, 966 for the total last year. Again, in a 17-game season. So when we just throw around 1,000 yards, it's not even the same. So that's really adjusting is like what it used to be like to have like 800 yards. And that ain't right for somebody that you're paying that much to, that is locked in with the Bears as long as he is. Like, it's kind of a waste, to be honest.
There's not an easy out with this contract.
So. An easy out.
No, and he's on pace for a career low in receiving yards. If it holds, because he only had 788 his rookie season and 2 touchdowns. I think he's still, do we think he still probably passes it? Like, that's the issue. I don't know if I can say that in 4 games because we haven't seen it yet. But that's kind of the point, too, is you can't count it out because this is a new offense. So once it clicks, it may just click.
Yeah, but even if it clicks at this point in the season, understanding that he's averaging a career low 38.3 yards a game, there's, again, too many mouths to feed. Even with Roma Dunze, let's say he doesn't play this weekend. You know they're going to be running the football. I don't expect a 300-yard game out of Caleb Williams. With Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet, Luther Burden III, Olamide Zaccheaus, DeAndre Swift out of the backfield, there's just too many guys.
Well, additionally, do you think they're really going to run the ball so much against the Packers on Saturday night? Same issue with the weather. I mean, it's not going to be as bad.
Oh, no, it's not going to be anywhere near as
bad. But it's still going to be a concern.
I got the text, guys. Injury report.
Uh-oh.
Injury report.
What you got for us?
Injury report. I'm being told the following. Kyler Gordon out.
Yikes.
Travis Homer is out. Travis Homer. Roma Dunze, limited in practice today, questionable for the game this Sunday against Cleveland, so he is a 50-50 guy. The rest of these dudes have no designation, which means they are expected to play full practices for Jalen Johnson. Tyreek freaking Stevenson is good to go. Olamide Zaccheaus in the hamstring, apparently good to go. He was a full participant. And Ruben Hippolyte II, his shoulder injury is recovered. He was a full go today, so he will play. But here comes Tyreek Stevenson just in time because, of course, Kyler Gordon is out. I know they don't play the same position, but they are in the same general vicinity.
Corner blitz.
I knew he was playing.
I think, more importantly, Roma Dunze, just sit down somewhere, man. Sit down somewhere.
What?
He's questionable. There's no need to bring Roma Dunze back for this game.
What? It's all hands on deck. Do you know that the Bears are in a playoff hunt
here?
Yeah,
I do.
Right now,
I see he's questionable. I see he hasn't practiced in full. I think when you're questionable heading into the weekend, I'd rather err on the side of caution.
I don't know
and be ready
time.
For Green Bay.
The Bears
Let's
are
see both
the,
sides
Guess
of
what? The Bears have not, and I like it. The Bears have not comported themselves with patience when it comes to injuries. They brought back Kyler Gordon as quickly as they could.
How'd that work out?
Well, not
TJ
well, but I don't think it would have. I think that
Jalen
I trust.
Johnson.
I trust that it probably wouldn't have mattered if they waited 2 games, unless the doctors are just dumb. So, and I don't think they're dumb. So, I think that probably they were like, "Yeah, you're as good to go as you could possibly be. It's not going to help if you wait another 2 weeks."
But with the Roma Dunze specifically, that's my whole point. This is a different type of injury. You're going from a soft tissue injury to talking about a stress fracture. With a stress fracture, I think the extra rest helps.
Also, I know we've talked about like what Lambeau does to keep the field warm.
Yeah.
But when it's cold like that, you just have less give on every material. Things contract. And so like the cushion, even in your shoes and stuff you might have expected, everything is just harder, you know? Everything is less forgiving. So I just wonder how that plays into it as well. We're talking about an actual stress fracture.
Yeah, well, he was limited, questionable for the game, so I guess we shall see.
Yeah, I'd just hold him out. Hold out, Rome.
Okay. Corner blitz. Corner
you like a little
blitz.
Tyreek, welcome back.
Corner blitz.
Here you go.
Corner blitz. Dennis Allen.
Well, that's what I said.
Listen
like all the stuff that the DA tried last week against Green Bay, I think he should roll back and try it again this week against Cleveland because you could probably get home.
What's more likely, 2 Shedeur Sanders touchdowns or 2 Shedeur Sanders turnovers?
Yes.
What a great question.
It is a good question. What I feel I should put money on.
Oh.
Well, well, well.
Okay.
Two Shedeur Sanders turnovers, please. I will find a dollar on the street.
You going to FanDuel that, Layla? What are you going to do with that?
I got to see if it's one of the props. Okay. Or you could do the build the leg thing where everybody puts them all together. Wow. Okay, so
I don't know that thing.
J.J. Watt is also giving us some news on his brother, by the way, because that's been a topic of discussion here and on the Twitch mob chat. So thanks to everybody who was concerned about that. J.J. says, this is released at 10 after noon today. Yesterday, T.J. had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung that he suffered Wednesday after a dry needling treatment session at the facility.
Ugh.
I've had that done.
Dry needling?
Wait, how do you go from dry needling to a lung collapse?
Because you went too far.
You guys are hearing about this? Recovery. Layla got dry needled.
Yeah, I got it in my quad, though, so no collapse. Yeah. It was, you know what they didn't tell me about was the pain. And then I was like, hey, that was pretty painful. And they're like, yeah, we stuck a needle in your leg. And I was like, okay, did I take it like a wimp? And they were like, no. I'm like, all right.
You took it like a man.
Somebody. I took it like a someone.
Like a woman. Women are strong too, Grody.
I know.
I think, but the point is, like, I didn't have it in my lung. You got a dart in your neck. So JJ says recovery timeline is still TBD, but all went well, and he's being released from the hospital today. He and his family are very appreciative of everyone's kind words and well wishes. A dry needling treatment facility? Oh, man. So the dry needling, if you don't know, it's often done in physical therapy as a way to help just treat an injury. There are people who think that, I mean, and this is very well established. You know, you can get, I went to team rehabilitation for a knee injury, and so they put a dry needle. They did dry needling in my quad. Mm. The idea being it just, the treatment at some point, it just helps with like lactic acid, et cetera. I don't know what the exact science is behind it, but it's well established that it is something that is done and it can help. So I was on the healing side of my injury and it did help me, but I only had it done once and it was my quad. And they will poke a needle in you, but I'm not necessarily sure how deep it went. I just know that it was something that they did and it was very like well supervised and they talk you through it.
How did you hurt your knee?
I had a strength imbalance. I had IT band syndrome.
What?
And I need, yeah, so I just...
strength imbalance?
Yeah, so I had IT band syndrome, and I basically just was overtraining certain ones that turned into bursitis in my right knee.
So is it a training imbalance where one knee or leg is stronger than the other? Is that what you mean?
It was muscle groups. So my IT band was tight, and then my quads and my glutes were not as strong as my hamstring.
Okay, interesting.
And they were like, you need to work out your quads and glutes more. And I was like, more? Are you sure? Like, I know what I look like in a mirror. And they were like, yes. So I was like, all right. And it worked. Like, it does
get this
help.
Dry needle out and take care of her.
Well, I mean, it was a series of things that they do, but that was one of the things that they do when you're a certain point in the treatment.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that wouldn't have anything to do with this. So dry needling is not like acupuncture, at least not to me. But you can look it up and look up the physical training definition of it.
Because the needle goes in fairly deeply when it's trying. Because I know acupuncture, isn't it like more surface level?
Yeah, acupuncture is like a series of needles. Yeah. This is like one.
Yeah.
So that's okay. What I can recall. So gotcha. Anybody who needed to know that.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.